We probably had one of our biggest events ever, 21st Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival over the June Bank holiday weekend, over 4 days. We'd visitors from over 20 different countries worldwide. They're unique visitors to Ireland. They come specifically for the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, and you know they'll spend, you know, well over a week in Ireland, many of them touring the Wild Atlantic Way. So the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, while it is an event, it's just more than that to the economy. It's a regional festival with a regional impact, and you know, like every other festival, it's been challenged presently, and it's been challenged because of high running costs. But we have to say that we have a unique event that needs protected and needs to be supported more to ensure its survival going forward.
Is there any threat to the festival in terms of it going ahead next year?
Well, there's no threat to the success of the festival. Like the festival has been built up over many years, and you know, what we would call Rory's fan base worldwide, and you know, blues rock music lovers from all across Europe in particular, you know, they make a special effort to come to the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival. They make a special effort to come to Ireland, and I think that's the point about it. Like, we've been surveyed many times by the National Tourism Agency, Fáilte Ireland and Tourism Ireland, and you know, the statistics would show that the international audience base, you know, that uniquely come to the event, you know, is very strong, you know, it's predominantly strong, probably stronger international visitors, more so the domestic visitors coming to the festival, which you don't see with a lot of festivals across the country. But there's been so much now being asked of festival organisers, particularly like ourselves, who are independent, who are voluntary, do not have big production companies behind us, being based in the northwest of Ireland, not being based in the city, there's so many challenges facing festivals, and a lot of it does come down sadly just to funding and costs. Also, the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival isn't just a ticket-based event. Over 80% of the activities and entertainment at the festival is free to view, and that has also been to the, I suppose, to the success of the festival over those many 21 years. And as I say, the challenges are there. They have to be faced down, and over the next couple of weeks, you know, the festival organisers, we will look at it as a voluntary group. We will continue to engage with Fáilte Ireland. We will continue to engage with Donegal County Council and Donegal Tourism, you know, who have met us in recent days to look at, you know, the future, you know, model of the festival going forward. But the one thing I think locally and among the people who come to the festival is they want to see it secured, and they want to see it having a future.